with a chance of showers, high 68.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. So we are also live on Facebook right now. And so everybody can tune in there as well once you get home at Anita Gonzalez Hiles. And we do have a great show for you today, so I hope that you stay with us. We have Betty Layton from Realty Executives Oceanside. She is the top producer here for our office in Northeast Florida. So say hi to everybody, Betty.
Hello, folks. Hope your drive home is well.
Yes, a little windy out there, but everyone's sinuses. You probably do not have COVID, so relax. It is definitely a sinus season for sure. And so yes, we're just trying to stay healthy right now. And as you guys all know, with this wind, it's definitely kicked it up for us sinus people. So we have some fantastic news. We got a new Publix going in, our new Publix in review for the North Side, and that's going to be in the North Point Village Shopping Center, 16.5 acres in the area of 12541 Yellow Bluff Road. So that's fantastic out there. And so that's going to be another area for people on the north side off of Yellow Bluff to be a little bit closer to shopping and probably a few restaurants in there as well. And all the new area that office San Marco, they're moving forward with it. So I believe that also includes a Publix and some housing and a little.
That's always a good thing when a Publix is coming in. That's,
it always is.
Because
you know,
they research that pretty carefully.
I would think they do. And it's kind of like a Starbucks. You know, when they say Starbucks comes in your neighborhood, your value has gone up.
And then when you want some coffee, then there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I don't go there, but I know a lot of people do.
Well, it's good stuff.
Yes. And so that's, with everything going on in the world, that is absolutely good news. We are moving forward on some huge construction areas. And we have Ryan Proffitt, two F's and two T's. Welcome.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
I saw you with your Superman cape coming in at the last minute there, flying in.
Yes.
Look at you.
All over Jacksonville today. It's busy.
Busy is good. We like busy in our business. And I'll tell you, you're not going to believe these numbers. And, you know, every week you guys might think that I sound like a broken record going, come on, let's buy something. Let's sell. Let me sell your house. Let's get you moving into something bigger, better. And maybe your family's growing. A lot of babies are coming out of COVID, lockdowns and stuff. So, you know, you might need a bigger place, kind of like Ryan. You don't need
done.
Any more babies.
We stopped at four. I think we're done now.
And but it's crazy. The market is great despite everything else going on in this world here in Northeast Florida. We are grateful for that. People want to move here because it's such a great place to live, kind of like myself. You know, I came here a little over 10 years ago, and you know, I did get the you know, don't California my Florida, and I did not California this Florida.
You still get that, I think.
Yes. And but we're, you know, we're getting people coming here. The job market here in Northeast Florida is still positive. We have new Publix going up. We have new centers going up, which means what? More jobs. So I am truly grateful about that. And so with interest rates still at such a great, great level right now. Let's get you in that house. Because who knows what, you know, late next year is going to bring.
Money is cheap.
Money is so cheap that even our investors aren't using their money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it. That's what I tell people.
I had my ex, who I'm still very good friends with, he just got his refi for 2.3. Yeah, on a VA. 2.3. He just closed it. So that is just about, you can't, I mean, he is saving over $1,000 a month on his payment.
That's awesome.
And what's great is he has such a great retirement that he's going to still send that towards the principal, which is a smart thing to do, you know, if you can do it. And so, you know, my hat's off to him, you know. So refinance, you want to call Ryan Profit. We have great lenders that come on this show, and they come on here because they're top in their business. That's the only reason. I only have top people that come on my show. So when I have, you know, our home inspectors come on, like Wally Conway or House Scan, those people are top in the business. I don't mess around. I'm not going to recommend something lousy to you. You need to trust me out there. I mean, I'm not on here just because. I'm also top in my field. I'll give myself a pat on the back.
There you go. You are.
But it is great out there. Let me tell you what's happening and why we have multiple offers. We normally have about 9,000 homes on the market. Right now, we have 2,900.
Wow.
And we have buyers fighting, absolutely fighting for those homes. It's hard to find a home that is in great shape, that is looking great on the inside.
Curb appeal.
Smells nice.
Yeah.
But that's why you hire people like myself and like Betty Layton, because we will get your house looking the way it should to throw out in the market, and get, our job is to get as much money as possible as we can for your home. And this is a great market to do that in. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
It's insane. The price per square foot right now is insane. If you want to go and test the market, now's the time to do it, because you're probably going to get what you're asking for, if not more.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like it, being on the lending side, with the way the interest rates are so low and the lack of the supply. The contracts I get come in, it's multiple offer situations. You know, 15 people made an offer on the property in the first hour of the home. You know, the one we had now just went up to the you know, multiple bids and hit the clause and went 15,000 over the listing price they had. It's just, I've never seen anything like it.
I just submitted an offer for a buyer. We went 17,000 over conventional loan, closing in 3 weeks, and we did not get it.
Yeah.
So it is crazy.
That's right. You did not get it.
We did not get it.
I was like, what?
Yep.
That's $17,000, people.
and closing in 3 weeks. So you try to speed it up by, you know, getting a quick loan approval period time, move it up from your normal 30 days, maybe move it up
just,
to 2 weeks.
Just try to make it as impressive as you can. And it didn't matter, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice market out there. If you want to sell, if you want to test this market, you need to call me. We can get this done for you, and we can get it done in a timely manner. And it gives us time through the holiday to get your house spruced up. And we come in, we'll give you a punch list, and we have people to help us out that are very reasonable in their costs to help us get this job done for us. We have a great team, but we've got more for you. When we come back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, we have Ryan Profit with two F's and two T's. We have Betty Layton, our top producer here in Northeast Florida, is joining us today. And we're going to talk about how crazy this market is and what's going on out there. We want to share that with you. So stay with us.
It's all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita and her all-star cast back in a flash.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Snow, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com, and we are live on Facebook as well. And I love that song. So yeah, I was kind of singing.
That's a good one.
It is. It's a fun song by Phillips Phillips. Love him. And we're talking about how crazy things are. Of course, it just adds to what, you know, what's going on here in 2020. I mean,
we couldn't expect less.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not going to be over anytime soon. I think next year is going to be just very similar. And but this market, if you want to buy or sell, especially sell, we have buyers. We normally have about 9,000 homes on the market. Right now, we have 2,996 to be exact. So we would love the opportunity to come over and at least give you some comparables, let you know what we can do for your home to get top dollar. So that way you have time. Most of the time when Betty and I take a listing, it's we just don't put it out there. You know, we don't come to your house, take the listing today, and then boom, in a couple of days, it's on the market. Now, if you have that type of house that is, that's great. But most of us don't. I mean, even myself, you know, when I had put my home on the market, I had to get it cleaned. You know, I had to, you know, I get my handyman over and tighten up things. And, you know, I might go ahead and do a home inspection, what we call a pre-listing inspection. So that way I can get my handyman to make those simple things prior to putting it on the market. Because it's a whole different ballgame once you're on the market. So a lot cheaper that way.
Yeah. You know, when we go to meet you for a listing appointment, we have a timeline and we critique your home. And so we say, listen, these are the comparables that we took, give you a copy of them. And if you want to get top dollar, because, you know, a lot of times we do the comparables before we visually see your home. Once we come see your home, then we'll say, listen, this is what, these are the things you need to do to get that top dollar. And we give you time to do it. And we give you any suggestions that you may ask. So it's all to your advantage to take those criticisms and you'll see the results.
Yeah, and I know there's been times that even Betty and myself have put in our own money to, you know, and we get paid at closing to make some of, you know, some few repairs that perhaps you can't do right now. You know, we do what it takes to get it done and to get you top dollar. Because let's face it, I mean, the bottom line is that's what our job is. Our job isn't trying to, you know, a lot of people go, well, don't you, you know, lower price the home so you could sell it quicker? No.
No, not in this market either. I mean, no. Especially in this market.
Exactly. But, why would we do that? That's taking money out of our pockets as well. I mean, that's just a crazy thing to do, for one. But our job is to get you as much money as possible. You know, of course, we're going to make sure it's going to appraise and whatnot. But right now, we can push it. We can push it a little bit. And then if people are putting, because of COVID, you know, if people are putting down money right now, they're not even doing an appraisal on the property.
Exactly.
They just, you know, they'll do a drive-by or, you know.
They'll do a desk appraisal.
Exactly.
They're just gonna, you know, and they may call the listing agent and ask a few questions and they'll appraise it. So, yes.
Yeah. And not to say that that's easier. It's just that, you know, they're taking precautions because of COVID and they're willing to take a look at some of the comps that we provide. You know, they're a little bit more open-minded. And so it's just a great time overall. And what else do you do for your clients, Betty? I know that you have a crazy return and referral business, which really is a compliment to you when that happens. And that's pretty normal. I mean, you got one client that I think you've done, what, 8 with Denise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think it's just
crazy,
the
right?
I think it's just the rapport I have with them, and I'm a people person anyway. And so during the transaction, I try to accommodate them because with my schedule, I don't have a schedule. My schedule is what my clients can do. So if they have to meet later in the day or first thing in the morning, I can accommodate that. And I think that's the biggest thing, is accommodating them, because it's about them. It's not about me. And then, as you said, if something needs to be done, you know, I don't mind putting forward a little bit of my money. I just get a receipt and they pay me at closing. And so that thing is done that may cause a hiccup once we go under contract. And
sure.
I'd rather get it done early. But that aside, I think it's just the relationship I have with them and just the, you know, the honesty and upfront, about their home, about what they need done, and not kind of keep any secrets.
We don't mince a whole lot of words, yet we do it in a very caring, loving way.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean,
you gotta
be careful
of how you say it.
Yeah, because it's somebody's home, and but it is surprising that a lot of realtors won't do that. They won't tell somebody what's wrong with their home, and then it doesn't sell.
Right.
And there's those clients that, you know, we could tell them to wear blue in the face and they're not going to, you know, they know all the answers. Well, that's fine. Most likely it's going to stay in the market longer or it's not going to sell.
Right.
So those little things in your home that, you know, the screen that maybe has a hole in it, the fence that's kind of down, you know, that it may need, you know, a little wall patch here and there.
Yeah, or maybe your kitchen sink is leaking. Yeah. The faucet.
It's it's dripping.
Just go to Home Depot and get a new faucet, you know?
Yeah.
Because those little things, believe it or not, is what deters these buyers.
They're costly little things.
They are.
Absolutely costly.
Yeah. And those are things, when you want top dollar, you can't have a leaky faucet.
No.
You know, it has to show pristine.
If you want market value or above market value right now, you can't have those little things. You can't have people that can't open the slider in the back because they start thinking, God, I can't, the slider's hard to open.
Right. And it's a matter of probably the rollers just need to be greased, you know.
Yeah. I mean, or just raise it up.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, you know, I think for the experience I've gained since being a real estate agent, they're just those little things that you learn, and they're so important because you can then tell your sellers, hey, I've seen this before. Let's get it fixed. This is what it takes. I have a handyman. Let's get it done. And it's just really allowed me to gain a lot to give to those sellers or buyers, you know.
Because if you're willing to do the big things or what you may think are big things, but then you're leaving all the little things, it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, people would rather you not do anything and then price it appropriately.
Right.
Under market value and let them do it.
Let them do it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That means lowering the price, deducting what needs to be done, and then go from there.
Yeah.
But we'd rather get you top dollar for your money.
That's right.
So.
And yeah, just a great example. I just have I put a house under contract a few weeks ago. This was a referral from a past client, and he called me, and I went in, and it's like, wow, you really need to do some stuff to your house. And so he talked. He was very open-minded, and he did everything I asked him to do. And we had to hire a contractor.
He did. He was fantastic.
He did everything.
My gosh, we can clone him.
He was really good. I said, I wish all my sellers were like this.
I know.
And literally, I probably got him $25,000
more. Easy.
For that house compared to what I would have sold it for if he had not done those things. And he's still doing repairs, but those were repairs that we knew had to be done. But this was just the aesthetics of his house, the
yes.
countertops and the bathrooms. He was willing to do it. And it made, I mean, he doubled the money that he did compared to what he paid for those repairs. So it worked out. Yeah. So that's just a great example there.
Yeah, it's more money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just needs a little sprucing up. I know that, like, before I put my homes on the market, I like to, you know, and again, if it's just that it needs a little touch up here and there, I love redoing the baseboards and, you know, the door frames and stuff like that.
Well, you know, something that owners and sellers may not realize, but just repainting the interior of your home will brighten it up and smell, just the smell, just the nice smell of fresh paint. It does wonders. I mean, it really does, you know.
That's almost better than, it smells like cookies.
Yeah. So right? Just, you know, sometimes little things like that, you know, it might take you a couple of days to do it, but it's easy stuff to do.
Exactly. And paint, you know, to paint one room here or there is not as costly.
That's right.
You know, so all that you will get back in twofold.
Mm-hmm.
And right now with 2,900 homes on the market.
We need your homes.
We need your homes. Yes. Time to pack up. We can get you in your new home by the new year.
Before the end of the year.
Well, we can get your home in a few weeks.
And that's something we can mention. And Ryan,
I know
can
a lot of people
that.
Are going, well, I just put my Christmas tree up.
We can move it.
Yes,
that's
we can.
That's right. That's right.
Don't even take the ornaments off. We can get it moved.
We'll buy you a new one.
I love it. But we're going to also talk about what deals Ryan Proffitt might have up his sleeve. Because rumor has it, there's some grant money out there. There's still a great interest rate going on right now. And I'm going to pick his brain a little bit to see what we can get. What we can get. Because even with refinancing, there's so many ways that you can save money. And I know I refinanced not too long ago and saved a mint on my home. So I'm grateful. So we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. We've got more for you so we can put more money in your pocket.
More money in your pocket sounds like a good motto, actually.
Absolutely.
Huh? You got some hot stuff coming up?
Always.
And I was wondering why Ryan came in with his thick sleeve. You know, you said he had something up his sleeve. So
He does. Yes.
Just double checking.
It's cold outside.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages through the country at an unrelenting pace. Hospitals have converted parking garages, chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms into patient rooms, and fatigue is setting in among a beleaguered workforce of medical workers. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, more than 76,000 people were hospitalized with the virus. And it was also a down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 344 points to close at 29,438, the NASDAQ dropping 97, the S&P 500 lower by 41. Oil, however, up 39 cents to $41.82 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day. I'm Adam Boardman. A man is dead after a confrontation with Jacksonville police. Police say that when they pulled Devin Gregory over for a traffic violation last night on San Juan Avenue, there was an argument with Gregory and his two passengers that escalated into four officers opening fire. No one else was hurt. Gregory was 19 years old. There's a vaccine that's effective against coronavirus infections in almost every case. So says officials at Pfizer, who will be moving by the end of this week to get it approved for emergency use in the U.S. The number of positive COVID-19 cases in Duval County is now over 39,000. The statewide number is over 897,000. Three men were shot. One didn't make it. Police in Green Cove Springs say that last night they took two men to the hospital from the scene on Center Street. One of those two, Skylar Townsend, a teenager, passed away later that evening. The other man who'd been shot at the same time got himself to the hospital. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some delays because of a crash on I-95 northbound between Butler Boulevard and Bowden Road. Also, there's a broken-down vehicle on I-95 northbound before the south end of the Fuller Warren Bridge. And there's another broken-down vehicle on Butler Boulevard eastbound at the ramp to San Pablo Road. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 49. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, high 68.
Do you like a good steak dinner? Well, let our Baker Boys come out and replace your glass or mirror in your home or business, and we'll buy you a free steak dinner at Cross Creek Steakhouse.
For auto, home, or business, no one treats you better. Baker Glass and Mirror, home of the free steak dinner.
Have you got a cracked or chipped windshield? Let my Baker Boys replace your windshield today, and I'll give you two free steak dinners at Cross Creek Steakhouse. You always get more at Baker Glass and Mirror.
For auto, home, or business, no one beats the Baker Boys. Baker Glass and Mirror.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
House is a brick. House. She's mighty.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com, and go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I have a picture of me with my fur baby, Jake, who's 14. He's a Weimaraner. He is as sweet as can be. Right, Betty?
He is.
He is just a sweetheart. Yeah. Doesn't bark, doesn't, you know, he's just
a baby.
Yeah, he's a dude. just a beach dude, I think. But so I have a picture of myself with Jake, and with everything going on in this world, it's always nice when we go home to our fur babies because they don't know what's going on. They're happy as can be. and always greet us. So post a picture of yourself. I am going to pick probably one of the best pictures out there and try to get a hold of you by messaging you and send you a little maybe Christmas gift. So post your fur babies and or a picture of you with your fur babies on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'll pick the best picture and send you a little gift. And keep in mind, I'll have to get a hold of you, so I'll have to message you. But we're going to do this for about 7 days or so. We'll do it through Thanksgiving. So please go there and post. It would be great to see all the fun fur babies being posted on there.
Right. But you're not going to send another fur baby, though, right?
No.
All right. Are cats allowed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Cat dad over here.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well,
perfect.
I have one too.
Yes, go. I've got a cat too.
Blue-eyed baby.
But what we're talking about today is how crazy this market is, and how short we are on listing properties. So we have right now residential single-family homes, 2,996. Now let's go down to condos. We only have 551 condos. And then townhomes, 275 townhomes to pick from. And a lot of people think, well, that's a lot still from. No, because somebody might want, you know, to live in Southside, or they want to just live, you know, near the beach, or, you know, I have to live in Mandarin because my kids go to school over there. And great, now we have one townhome to show you.
First floor. Somebody likes, a lot of people want to live on the first floor.
Yes, that's so. Me. When I lived in my, I wanted to live on the first floor. I like to get out if I need to. So, yeah. And you add on all those other things that people want on top of that. And the same with the 2,900 homes. When you start narrowing it down, because people like to live close to work or close to their school or whatever their limitations are, then...
Yeah, you start looking at that zip code and there's like 10. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, if even that. So,
yeah,
there's not a whole lot out there. It's a great time to list your home. And a lot of people go, well, it's a holiday. Isn't it slow? Isn't real estate? No. Summertime is normally our, you know, when the heat's out there, is actually kind of our slowest time. I would say the slow time is June and September, because June, kids are getting ready to get out of school. In September, parents are getting ready, you know, August, September-ish, depending upon where you live. You know, when the kids go back to school, we're usually slow for a solid 2 weeks when kids go back to school, because parents are trying to adjust. Parents are trying to sign up their kids for the Little League, the soccer, the, you know, PTA, and what do I need to bring? And I have to go to, you know, open house and over at the school. And so there's a lot of dynamics, you know, when you have kids. So it tends to be a little slower at those times. But the holidays have always been a very busy time. And with people that want to move here, which is great because our economy here in Northeast Florida is still great. We still have things like Publix going up. There's still, you know, we're still building here. Commercial, we're still building. It's crazy, but we are. And which means more jobs for people, more opportunity for you. So things are good, but how good are they, Ryan Proffitt, with two F's and two T's?
They are super good. If you're out there and you're paying rent right now, you definitely need to give them a call, because we're doing tons of first-time home buyers, and their mortgage payment, with the interest rates being in the twos, is lower than what they're paying in rent. So stop paying your landlord, stop renting, and spend your money on an investment and buy something that you want to live in as your home. You're never going to see interest rates like this again.
No.
I wish when I bought my first home, I could have bought something.
Yes.
You know, a little bit nicer, because the rates were so much lower and the payment was so easy and affordable. I mean, the average rent in Jacksonville, they say, is around $1,600 a month. That would get you a house in the range between $250 and $300. I mean, that's a nice house in Jacksonville.
That is. And I tell you, my son, who had a very nice house, two-story home on base, I loved going to visit him. His house was very nice. And, you know, they give them deals, obviously, on the rent on base. Mm-hmm. They get all kinds of discounts. It was cheaper for him to buy his own home. So he got 2.3% on his financing and was paying a lot less than what he was on the deals he was getting on base. And so what's great about it is he didn't buy at the top of his price point. He actually bought a house at his lower point, which I thought was very smart. And he's never going to sell it. I mean, he can turn around and keep that. You know, if he ends up getting transferred someplace else, at that point, he could actually rent that out to somebody in the military if he wanted to. So, you know, he bought in a great location. It's a fantastic neighborhood. And so people in the military, I mean, this is an opportunity for you to buy, perhaps not at the top of your price point. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to be here for about 5 years, buy a house. You're going to be putting more money in your pocket and keep it. Turn it into an investment. And then turn around and go buy something else, you know, wherever you move. I always told my son, wherever you go, buy a house.
Yeah, definitely get the house purchase because it's going to be the long term. Like you said, if you're here 3, 4, 5 years, you know, the appreciation of the house, you're paying down on the mortgage, taking advantage of the low interest rates we have now, that can just turn into an investment property when you move. You can, you know, at that point, sell it and have already that equity that you built up in it. And you're going to get nothing if you're paying rent when you move out, except for, you know, did you turn in your 60-day notice that you're leaving? And that's it.
Yeah. So, all that money's gone. It's down the drain. It does nothing for you other than put a
roof
over your head.
No, and rents are very high right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you just need to, don't believe me, just make a few phone calls to some of these apartment complexes.
Yeah, they're super high. And that's why you see them keep getting built up left and right everywhere you drive around because people are moving here.
Yes.
And there's a little bit of lack of inventory. So they're renting and kind of waiting for something to open up. But if you're renting and you're serious and you want to buy a home in the new year for 2021, you definitely need to give us a call because we can get you in that home.
Okay, we're almost done with time. And I always forget to tell you people to call in if you have questions. And this is the time to call if you have a question about financing, refinancing. It's 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Give us a quick call, and we can help you out and get those questions answered for you about today's market. And I know that at Realty Executives, you know, we're an old company with new ideas. We've been in business for 55 years, and we have about 26 offices throughout Florida. And so, you know, we're new to Northeast Florida, but we are not a new company. And we have offices in Palm Coast. We do cater to Yulee, Fernandina area. We have Lee Harrell that lives up there. He's one of our agents, and he works at that area. And we are a member of all of these boards for real estate. So I'm proud of that. And so we're full service. We are full service.
And, you know, and just to give you an example of what Anita's saying is, I've got a house I'm listing. These folks are getting transferred to Tampa. And so I was able to refer them to an agent in Tampa who is also with Realty Executives. So they're going to get our expertise here in Jacksonville to sell their home, and they're going to get that same expertise in Tampa with an agent down there.
Exactly.
So it's just great, you know, the network that we have.
So even if you're going to relocate, and let's say you don't have anything to sell here, if you give us a call, we will interview the agents for you, and we will match them for you so we can, and we stay in contact with them to make sure that they are providing that top service for you. We just don't send you down south and go, or we don't send you to California or to Texas. We make sure that you're getting top service, and if you're not happy with it, we will switch it. So
yep.
We stand by that, and we stand by our company. It's top notch. And when we come back, how much time do we got?
Well, how much time do you got? Glad you asked that. You've got 25 seconds, but Sue is waiting online. You asked somebody to call in, and Sue is wanting to know something about real estate. So to be the right person.
That's
and so
right.
does Betty, and so does Ryan.
That's right. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Sue. Tell her to hold on. We
All
got
right.
her.
Hang on, Sue. We'll be right back. Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Realty Executives, where the experts are. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And do we have Susan on the line?
I hope so.
Let's hope so. Awesome. Hey, Susan, how can we help you?
Hi. I just have a question about, you know, I heard talk about renting versus buying, et cetera, et cetera. So I am renting at this point, and, you know, I feel the same way. I'm just, you know, throwing money down the drain. But I am, you know, in my late 60s, and I'm on fixed income. And I live with my son, so he has a good job, and he helps with the rent. So I just wanted to, you know, get some feedback on that, you know, what would be the best approach.
And you said you live with your son right now?
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, it's all personal choice. I know that, and I'm going to, if you don't mind, Betty, I will use your family as an example.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Betty's mom is, in fact, we just celebrated her birthday. She's 77. And, you know, we got her a place. Your family, you know,
right.
You guys helped her with that. And so it's a nice one bedroom. I absolutely love her. It's a condo or townhouse?
It's a condo.
Okay. So it's a condo, and it's right there off of, you know, Beach and Hodges area. And so it's a great location, and it was a great deal. And so, you know, the rent, well, not rent, but the mortgage there is very low. So it worked out for her. And it's just really the right size. I know that as I've gotten older, I'm almost 60, and you know, I downsized this past year. I've been in my house for a year and a half, and so I went from about 2,000 square feet down to about 1,300 and some change. So it's just personal choice. We can, if you're interested in something like that, what Betty's mom has, we can make that happen. And Ryan can check for you to see. He'll look at your numbers. He'll see if it's doable for you, where you're comfortable, because that's the whole thing. Like me, I like to not spend more than what I earn on my retirement, not what I make. But so if I ever get tired or get ill or whatever, as you know, we think of things differently as we get older, that I can walk away and still live comfortably. So
right.
But we'll look at all those things for you. I should say Ryan will. We don't,
right.
Us as realtors don't get really into the financial part of it, but Ryan will, you know, would sit down with you, look at the numbers and say, you know, you can do it. And this would be the price point I would tell you to stay in. Or he'll say, you know what, I would probably stay put and go from there. So, you know, we don't push people to buy. We look what's best for you. So it would be nice, Susan, for you just to chat. It costs you nothing. It costs nothing to meet with us, and it costs nothing to meet with Ryan. And so you're just going to get some knowledge. That's the worst that's going to happen.
Right. Well, that's what I'm looking for, just some knowledge, because, you know, I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. I don't know if I should, you know, make the move and you know, put myself in a situation where I'm paying a mortgage versus paying rent. And then, you know, with the condos, of course, the HOA fees come into the whole thing. So anyway, yes, I would love to sit down. And
I think your HOA, yeah, we look at all that. So I know that,
yeah.
What is the HOA at where your mom's at?
Where my mom's at, and reason, she was living by herself in an apartment.
And she was paying rent.
And it was me and my sister paying the rent for her because she couldn't pay it. And so we decided, well, let's help her buy a place. So, and we did that. But anyway, the HOA fees where she is in that condo, it's a little one bedroom, one bath. It's 500 square feet. It's just all she needs. And it's $155 a month. So it was very, very reasonable.
Yeah.
So we said, hey, let's do it. And at least we're going to get something out of it. I mean, literally, we had thrown away $21,000 between me and my sister over 7 years that we'll never get back. At least we're going to get something back out of this condo when we do sell it after my mom passes. She's just going to live there till she can't live there anymore.
Your mom's not going to pass.
And, but no, that's just an example for you.
She's a spitfire.
You know, like Anita said, you can feel free to call us and speak with us about this, because it costs you nothing. Maybe just get you a little more knowledge and make you aware of what's available to you.
Yeah, and this place where she's at, it's just, I would live in that.
It's great.
Yeah. I would absolutely live there in a heartbeat.
Well, I'm kind of a beach snob, you know, out at the beaches because I work out here. My son works out here. And
well, you got to show us some money, Susan, for the beach.
The thing is the area that I'm in, where there's, you know, it's right on the edge of Ponte Vedra and Jack's Beach. And so there are some great deals there, you know.
Oh, yeah, there are.
You know, you can get, I mean, this is what I've heard, that you can get, you know, a condo for $200,000, a 2-2, you know.
Yeah. The problem with down at the beach, though, a lot of those HOA's fees are over $300 a month.
Well, that's it. That's $350 a month. That's right. The thing, the HOA fee. But,
yeah, so, but we can research that for you, though. That's what we do. Yeah. So, you know, if we can't find it, then we can't find it. But that's what our job is. We do the research and try to find that dream property for you that you're looking, just the right one for you. So we'll give you some phone numbers, and you can always go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and all my information will be there as well.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
And if you stay on the line, you can talk to our producer, AJ, and give him your information, and I'll make sure that, you know, we chat later in the week, perhaps.
All right, sounds good. Now, we have about 2 minutes here. You have enough time to do some hot?
I do.
See, it's warmer already.
Yes. That's not true, because it's going to drop down in the 40s tonight, and with possible rain on top of that. We have a great property for you, and that is over on Park Street in Riverside. Betty, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is a great property. It's three stories with that third story being renovated attic space, and it's all insulated with its own AC unit. It's a great hangout for a teenager or whatnot, or a nice office space. But it's 2342 Park Street. It's listed at 610. And just a great location. You can use it as Airbnb. There's so many different options to use it for. But, yeah, you got to check it out. It's 3,600 square feet.
Yeah, it's a great,
It's really, really large piece of property. And it's very well done. They updated it when they purchased it back a few years ago.
We got things down at the beach. We're all over the place. So we got Palm Coast, Flagler.
And I've got it coming soon.
Arlington. So we're all over the place. We have a home for you. We can find it for you. That's what our job is. We do the work. And remember this, we don't get paid by you. We get paid by the seller. So nothing comes out of your pocket. If we can't find your home, we make no money. So Ryan Proffitt, 2 F's and 2 T's, Future Home Loans. How can people give us your phone number quickly?
Give me a call, 904-887-7926.
Repeat it.
904-887-7926. It's Ryan with Future Home Loans. We'd love to talk to you.
Thank you. I can be reached at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. I'm looking forward to chatting with you all next Wednesday between 5 and 6 here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Don't forget to post your fur babies on my Facebook page. I'm going to pick a winner. You'll see my picture with my fur babies. Under comments, post yours. I'm going to pick a winner and give you a Christmas gift.
Do I count?
Yes, of course. Everybody counts.
Everybody does.
Stay safe, guys.